An issue has been weighing heavy on my mind of late as I'm reflecting on three clients that I've been working with. One for about a year and a half now, another about 6 months, and the other about 3 months. And it has to do with the issue of marijuana. I'm going to try to restrain myself as much as possible in this podcast, but I'm telling you, I have issues with that drug. I have seen how destructive it can be, how insidious it can be. And it just takes over the brain. I call it brain clog. Every single one of these three clients that I've recently been working with are regular users of pot. Medical marijuana. One's just illicit marijuana. The other two are medical marijuana. Let me first tell you about a client I started working with a year and a half ago. She went through a very difficult divorce, and so she was struggling with anxiety and couldn't sleep, and so her doctor prescribed medical marijuana. And I said, well, I remember in my interview with her, I said, so what did he prescribe? How long? He gave me a prescription for a year. And I go, what? No, a year, 1 year. And this drug has taken over my life. And she had been using it at the time we began therapy for 3 years daily. And she had gotten to the point where her brain had taken over her mind, and she could not go more than 2 hours without using. And yet her presentation to me, full when she would check in, I said, how you doing physically, emotionally, spiritually, physically? Just, I feel anxiety throughout my body. Emotionally, I'm depressed and worried about everything. And her desire was to get off of this substance. And yet she was so fearful. She didn't believe she could do it. She would say things like, I don't think I can function without it. And the two other clients that I've been recently working with, they say the same thing. But it takes them a while to even get there because their brain, their physical brain, and the mind and the brain are different. Because their physical brain is so addicted to this substance and uses it as a crutch so much that they will avoid anything that might suggest that they stop using the drug. The beast, what I call the beast part of the brain, that limbic part of the brain, is like it's attached to it. It's connected its needs, saying this is a survival thing. It's a lie. It's not a survival thing. But and here's the thing that's just burned in my mind. The physical presentation of each one of these clients, they all mirror each other perfectly. They are emotionally unstable. Their emotions go up and down. They cry instantly. 1 minute they're crying, 1 minute they're kind of pull it together, the next minute they're crying, the next minute they pull it together, or they can't control their behavior. Two are female, one's male. The male cannot control himself whatsoever and gets in physical altercations all the time. And I'm serious. And if you were to see their presentation, when I'm doing Zoom sessions with them, they look exactly the same. This forlorn look on their face of horror, of terror, of being stuck, of being afraid, of having zero motivation to do anything. and the one client, you know, I says, so are you, she was able to hold down a job. The other two are not able to work. The guy is working off and on, but very unstable in his employment. But this other, my first client, she really was responsible and was able to hold down a job and was functioning. But she says, I have to use every 2 hours. Even when I go to work, I go to the bathroom and I'm hiding it. And I live in fear of being caught. Or if anyway, it's just the anxiety. She's driving with it. She's driving high all the time. And it just creates tons of anxiety. Anyway, any who might be using this substance, I would ask you to seriously consider doing whatever you can to get off of it and to find some other way to deal with your issues, because it does not take anxiety away. It actually fuels anxiety. And this one client that I've been working with for a year and a half, who was using for 3 years, long story short, she has been completely sober from marijuana for, I think, 1 year and 3 months right now. And my session with her this last week, she is a completely 100% transformed person. She's vibrant. She thinks clear. Her job is going well. She is now in a committed relationship with a wonderful guy. They have connected. They're both in their mid-30s, thinking that the opportunity for true love had passed them by. But because of the clarity of her mind and some decisions that she made, has led her to this individual through a series of different choices, where she was willing to take a risk on dating, and where before, in her pot mind, she never would have done that in a million years. But so we talked about that, and she said, "I will never, ever go back to that again." And it was challenging for her to get off, because she was living with her sister and brother-in-law, who used regularly. And so the drug was always there. So I want you to know that it's absolutely possible. But she truly desired to get off of it. And so we focused on making the signal, that signal stronger than the noise of all the triggers and temptations. And there were times when she did pick up the pipe and she was just about ready to use. And then she thought about our sessions. She thought about what she really wanted. What is the signal? I want to be clean and sober. I want to get my life back. And then she put it down, and she absolutely, her mind was able to manage her brain and tell her body to put that down before ingesting the drug. And I'm telling you, she just said, "I'll never go back to that ever. That literally almost destroyed my life." And these other two clients that I'm dealing with right now, they're still stuck in the middle of it. They're resistant to any slight suggestion from me that they might, and I have to be so gentle with this. And if any of you listening to this podcast are using pot, pay attention to your thoughts towards what I'm saying, that you're angry, that I'm stupid, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I need it, my doctor has prescribed it, yada, 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 yada. I've heard of all, a million times I've heard those at all. I'm just telling you, there's a better way. Except for the very few cases of people, maybe at the end of life, and they simply are in so much pain that this can help them. 90% of the time when this drug is prescribed, there could be something much better. That you know, yeah, it might take away some pain, but the problem is there's 50 other things that it does in your brain to clog your cognitive capacity up. And your higher thinking ability to deal with things. And it just zaps motivation. It zaps your desire to do anything different. Thinking of the session I had with a wonderful young lady yesterday. She's in her mid-20s. She hasn't worked for 2 years. She's been using pot regularly forever. She vapes on a regular basis. Vaping is another thing that I would encourage you with all my soul to stay away from that. I've seen two individuals in the last six, eight months have the most adverse reaction to vaping, where they ended up in the emergency room. Their stomach felt like it was on fire. They said it was the worst experience they've ever had in their life. It's like they ingested something where their stomach was being eaten alive, and they couldn't do anything about it. So the insidious nature of these drugs What they do is they take over the brain. The physical brain is the issue. Your mind and your brain are different things. Your brain is the physical, hardwired, gray matter thing inside your skull. Your mind is the thinking, intelligent force that is full of energy and life. And that is the part when we die, leaves our body and goes on to the next life. The mind has the capacity to literally change the brain. You do have the capacity to restrain and refrain from acting on the impulses to pick up and use the drug. I just don't know how to say it any clearer. If there's anything, if you are using these substances, I just implore you to look at other options. I've been a licensed mental health therapist for, man, how many years now? Anyway, 35, 40 years. I'd have to count it up, but somewhere around there, okay? Long time, thousands of hours of counseling, and I can honestly say I do not have one memory of an individual who is regularly using marijuana who is doing well all around in life. I don't have one memory. And hundreds of experiences of individuals who were regularly using and trying to deal with it, whose life is all glumpy and messed up and full of anxiety and depression and worry and doubt and fear and legal issues and on and on and on. Because it can be a very easily a gateway drug to other things that even cause more challenges. But I want to leave this podcast with this one client who is now vibrant and healthy. And she said to me this last week, I never thought in a million years I could actually do it. And my life is totally transformed. I will never go back there. She is vibrant. She is full of life. I promise each one of us, a year from now, there are a million different potential versions of ourselves. Whatever self will appear in 1 year from now is directly related to the decisions and choices we make today and every single day, every moment thereafter. And there are better ways to deal with anxiety and depression and difficulties than trying to use substances that have negative side effects to them. Anyway, it's been heavy on my mind as I've been dealing with these three clients. The one doing amazing, the other two, their lives are completely out of control right now. Suicidal ideation. Hopefully we can get through this period of time. But they got to find a signal inside of them that says, yeah, I desire to be free and clear of the brain clog. And first of all, accepting the reality that that's where the brain clog comes from. I know it's possible. I've seen it. But you got to fight for your life. You got to fight for your mental health. And I'm thinking of a quote from Abraham Lincoln. And he gave in one of his speeches. It says we're all wrestling, I'm paraphrasing, but it's this constant wrestle between the eternal struggle of right and wrong, of freedom and slavery, and these substances that I've seen, they don't help us. They don't help us be free. They keep us chained down. And when we become free of them, the life that can present itself to you and your loved ones is possible, and it's incredible. And if you have a loved one that's using, you got to be very, very careful and gentle how you approach the subject. Timing is important. You can't come across with force and yelling and screaming at them, because that just entrenches the power of the addiction further in. They'll hang on to that drug. It's got to be mindful and aware of the moment when it's a perfect moment to say, hey, maybe there's a different way. Maybe there's a different option than picking up and smoking. But I'm just telling you from my experience, you take it for what it's worth, because this is what I do as a therapist. I talk to people in closed environments where they really tell me what's going on and I've not seen cases where medical marijuana really in the long run is that helpful because of the tremendous side effects, the brain clog that this drug lays out in the physical brain, and it blocks thinking capacity of your higher functioning neocortex, your prefrontal cortex. So change is possible, but change is change. And sometimes we just have to make a decision and a choice, say, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do. Free will, free won't. There are consequences to the decisions we make. There just are consequences. So we need to be mindful and aware, and we are responsible for ourselves. Look in the mirror, be honest with yourself, and just encourage it for you to find the truth within inside yourself and live the best possible life that you can. Okay, that's all. Sorry I've been rambling on about that, but it's weighed heavily on my mind, and I'm just so frustrated with what I've seen and how easily doctors prescribe this drug, and it doesn't help in the vast majority of cases. I'm not saying it never helps, but I'm just saying from what I've seen, man, it increases anxiety, increases depression, increases the need to use more and more and more till the chain down to this drug, and you don't think clearly. So anyway, just leave it at that. Anyway, take this podcast and the spirit that's intended. The intention is, I want the best for each of those I work with. I want the best for you, and search deep inside yourself for the path that you need to take to find your answers.